My name is Ross Taylor. I'm a medical doctor, a practicing gastroenterologist with special certification as a nutritional support physician focused on the treatment of cancer patients. I practice medicine at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is a national organization dedicated to provide treatment and hope for cancer patients. Now, I would guess that by me saying that I treat cancer patients, images of suffering may have already surfaced in some of your minds. Chances are that someone you know or love may have been afflicted with cancer. In fact, according to the American Cancer Society, approximately 1 out of every 2 men and 1 out of every 3 women will contract some form of cancer in their lifetime. Cancer is a horrible disease that can cause terrible pain and anguish to the victim, their family, and loved ones. Many of the patients who come to our cancer center have already been told that their cancers have spread and that the disease is at an advanced stage. They've often been given weeks or months to live and frequently have been told to go home and get their affairs in order or to consider enrolling in a hospice program. Many are depressed and have lost hope as a result of their condition. A significant part of our job is to restore their hope and to let them know that there is almost always something that can be done to help. We provide a whole-person, integrative approach to cancer care, including state-of-the-art, cutting-edge, science-based, conventional cancer treatment, alternative therapies, naturopathy, advanced nutritional support, psychology, prayer, and spiritual care. It can be very challenging to witness the pain and suffering these terminally ill patients and their families have to go through. No one should have to go through this suffering. Since 1971, when the U.S. government enacted legislation to increase federal funding for cancer research, hundreds of billions of dollars have been spent, and yet today there is still tremendous suffering from the disease of cancer. Now, the real shame is that many of these cancers that we treat are preventable. With simple lifestyle changes, including diet modification, exercise, weight loss, proper nutritional supplementation, and smoking cessation, many cancers could have been prevented. It has been estimated that 2/3 to 3/4 of all cancers are the result of harmful toxins and carcinogens that irritate and damage our genetic material, our DNA. These carcinogens and harmful toxins are everywhere. They're in the food that we eat, the water that we drink, and even in the air that we breathe. We've all read articles or seen news reports that describe how harmful chemicals have seeped into our water supply, or how heavy metals and toxic fumes are released into the air, or how hormones and antibiotics and other drugs are injected into our livestock, or even how pesticides and herbicides are routinely sprayed onto our fruits and vegetables. In fact, one recent study conducted by the Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City found an average of 91 potentially cancer-causing chemicals and toxins in routine blood and urine samples of their patients. A small amount of toxins are often not immediately noticeable to the body, but accumulation of harmful toxins in our body over time may ultimately result in damage to our DNA, other vital organs, such as the liver and kidneys, and seriously impair the function of our immune system. Body cells with damaged DNA eventually produce cancerous growths. An optimally functioning immune system acts as the first line of defense for our body to rid itself of cells with damaged DNA before they can develop into a cancerous growth. A priority, therefore, in preventing cancer is the elimination of these cancer-causing toxins from our body and the maintenance of an optimally functioning immune system. Recently, I was introduced to a product that focuses on cancer prevention. This product is based on a natural mineral that has such unique properties that it safely and harmlessly can remove many of these dangerous cancer-causing toxins from the body. It's a product that I'm using and that my family is using as well. It has become a major part of my family's daily cancer prevention program, and quite frankly, I believe that everyone should use it. Over the last 30-plus years, cancer treatments have greatly improved the odds of survival with this deadly disease. But why would anyone want to subject himself or herself to the risk of developing cancer? Clearly, prevention is the key to living a long, healthy, and cancer-free life. We all need to start thinking about prevention today.